This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mierke. It is great to have you with me. Today we will be listening to the track Raining Pleasure from Australian outfit The Triffids from their 1984 EP called Raining Pleasure. I was not aware of The Triffids before one of my brothers bought the first 2JJJ Live at the Wireless album, which was released in 1983. That is the one with the iconic Exploding Head front cover. There are a number of bands that appeared on that album that went on to fame and fortune. Certainly, the Hoodoo Gurus and the Go-Betweens forged strong careers, and the same would have to be said about the Triffids. What I liked about the performance by the Triffids on this album is that it is one of their rare, harder-edged songs. The track is called My Baby Thinks She's a Train, and it would be fair to say that their music did become more ambient, lush and melancholy from that point onwards. The Triffids formed in Perth, Western Australia in 1978. Frontman David McComb is certainly the key to the band. There is a roll call of personnel over the period they were active, which was from 1978 to 1989. The most well-known version of the band included brother Robert McComb on violins, guitar and keyboards, Martin Casey on bass, Jill Burt on vocals and keyboards, and Graham Lee on guitar and pedal steel. And that team worked together from 1985 onwards. Although quite a bit of material was released in various forms from 1978, their debut album, Treeless Plain, was released in 1983. The 12-inch EP, Raining Pleasure, followed in mid-1984. Although the band had now performed live countless times and both album and EP were received with favourable reviews, their next step was to move to the UK. This was helped in small part by the fact that cool indie label Rough Trade Records was distributing the album in the UK and throughout Europe. Although they were searching for a major label deal, none was forthcoming. To their credit, they entered the recording studio. This ended up with the album Born Sandy Devotional being released in March 1986. The album charted in both the UK and Australia, and although lead single Wide Open Road only reached number 26 on the UK singles charts, it has since been hailed a classic track of the 80s by press in both countries. They were by this time a big indie band and were playing the festivals and getting invited to all the right places. Major label support did eventuate, Island Records. Fourth album, Calentia, released in late 1987, charted well, as did its lead single Bury Me Deep in Love. Final album, The Black Swan, saw them hit an exhaustion level. What was to be a short hiatus turned out to be much longer. David McComb was looking to pursue a solo career but was apparently challenged by the fact that the song sounded very much like the Triffids. There will be no reforming of the band because McComb passed away in 2000. Here is one of their early tracks, but one that I still find very endearing. I hope that you enjoy it too. Here is the song Raining Pleasure from Australian outfit The Triffids from their 1984 EP called Raining Pleasure.
Phone is dead. Baby, is that you?